What is it now? Look, I don't need any more distractions. You've been walking into my office all day and bothering me with things that really don't need my attention. So, what is it? Yeah, this report's already been handled. I asked my assistant to file it 30 minutes ago. At least she knows how to do her job and not make a fuss, unlike some people. What? Are you jealous? Of a woman who has access to me, maybe? Or is it just that I'm praising her and not you, huh? Is that why you keep bugging me? You want some sort of recognition? Oh, I don't know. Maybe it's that you keep bringing me paltry little issues that are below my pay grade to handle. That might be it. I'm not sure. Well, suit yourself. Maybe you just don't want to admit it. Oh, you don't like me? Is there not some part of you that's a little bit excited I'm finally paying attention? Oh, come on. I see it now, sweetheart. It's obvious. Yeah, you're always watching my hands. You think I haven't noticed? When we're in meetings together, your eyes wander while I take notes. When I adjust my blouse or tap my pen on the desk. Is there something particular about them that you like? Huh? They're pretty? Sweetheart, that's all of me. Yeah, you stare at my chest too, especially when I wear that one striped blouse, but I assure you are not as subtle as you think. Just admit it, and I'll give you what you want. Yeah, admit that you've had less than professional thoughts about me. About my hand grazing your thigh, slipping up your skirt. For one, you could have left the room by now. You could have ignored what I asked and just walked right out that door. So, maybe you know that I'm right. Suit yourself, whatever, but I know the truth. That you're just a little whore waiting to get fucked by their superior, right? Someone in a position of power, it turns you on, doesn't it? Have you always been like this? Wanting a woman more powerful than you to acknowledge your merits, to tell you you're pretty and that you deserve the good things in life? Tell me it's what you want. I know. Oh, is it now? No, I don't think it's time for you to go at all. Yeah. I mean, after all, you have such a nice body, and I think you would look even better bent over my desk. But hey, do you want this? Be honest with me. Because I'm not a monster. I don't want to hurt you. But I could, if you wanted me to. And some part of me thinks that you do. So tell me, do you want this? There we go. I knew you'd say that. Good. Close the door. That wasn't a question. Okay, now bend over my desk. This is for each instance you've wasted my time in the last week trying to get my attention. All because you were too shy to step in here and ask if I could treat you like a whore. Well, let's make sure the other side isn't left out, yeah? I would ask if it embarrasses you to be spanked, but I think this answers my question. Oh, you feel so warm and wet down here. Maybe you like the humiliation. And if I pull these aside, oh, look at that. I'm right. A soaked little cunt just from that spanking. What a naughty, naughty slut, All prim and proper and professional in your outfit, but secretly wanting to be defiled to show me what a whore you are on the inside. That's not all. Sit in my chair. Yep, you heard correctly. You are gonna sit right there and pull up your skirt. But, do leave it on, okay? I like the look. You still clothed, but exposing yourself to me. It makes you a little embarrassed, doesn't it? But you like it. The humiliation hits a secret button for you, doesn't it? Being made to show off, even if you act all reluctant. But you follow orders so easily. What a simple thing it is for you when they're delivered in a commanding tone. It's just your nature to obey. Anyone who's had you as a pet before must have had a wonderful time training you. Huh? Oh, you're still faking innocence. All right, do as you wish. I'm gonna eat your pussy until you beg for more. But if you moan too loudly, I will stop. And you are not allowed to come before I say you can. Oh, does that hurt? Those thighs deserve to be bitten, marked up by my mouth. I'll leave hickeys on them. And on the sensitive skin. Right here. Next to the spot that is so ready for me. Fucking slut. So eager for my mouth. God, look at this cunt. Soaking wet. Absolutely gorgeous. And I can stare as long as I want. You're squirming, but I know you're enjoying the thrill of me eyeing your most intimate parts. Was that a yelp? Do keep it down, slut. And what kind of noise would you make if I just... press my tongue against your wetness, tasting you, feeling you writhe against my mouth. You're taking it so well. But I can tell you are trying so hard to hold back. Don't be too loud, sweetheart. I want you to melt under my tongue. Feel my hands gripping your thighs. My face pressing into you. More? Do you think you deserve it? You haven't earned my strap. But if you beg some more, I might just let you have my fingers. Oh, is that all you have? Pathetic little whimpers. Come on. I know you can use your words. You're normally such a professional, well-spoken woman. Whatever could be making you so incoherent, huh? Yeah? Is my mouth that good? Maybe you'll stop begging for my attention now that you've gotten it. Or, more likely you'll find more reasons to set foot in my office. Now, beg like you mean it. There you go. I think you can take two. Is it too much? No? I know. You're squeezing so tightly around my fingers. Is this what you thought of during our meetings? When you looked at my hands, imagining how these fingers would fill you up so well. Or how my hand would look around your pretty throat. I figured it makes sense that a whore like you would want that. Hey, shush. There's offices near mine. You don't want to get caught unless, I wonder if you're an exhibitionist too. Filthy whore. That's it. That's it. Ask me. Beg if you want release. I might need to cover your mouth if you're gonna be that loud. I want you to come all over my fingers. Come on, do it for me, slut. Do it for me. That's it. That's it. What a pathetic little bitch. You looked so pretty like that. Now, clean off my fingers. I want you to taste yourself. Good girl, lick it all up. Isn't it good? See why I wanted my face buried in that pussy. You were so perfectly slutty for me. Now, you won't speak a word of this to anyone, or else you won't get any more of me. Understand? Good. If you behave, I'll fuck you tomorrow. You still do irritate me, but you have a pretty, pretty pussy, and to be honest, I can't wait to stretch it out while you moan my name. What? Look, I never said you were incompetent, okay? I appreciate what you do. That's why I wanted to make you feel good. Yeah, you're not a complete bitch. I'll call you in when you're needed, okay? Now, get cleaned up, finish your work. You really can't leave these idiots in the office alone.